Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in again to Issues Concerning Women. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and for the next 30 minutes, we're going to have some interesting topics we want to talk about. We've been talking about women in business, and that's one of the areas that we focus on in Issues Concerning Women. But first, let me tell you a little bit about who I am and what I do. Issues Concerning Women is an organization that we started 2 years back, and it's primarily to help women and their families to succeed in all areas of their life. We know there are so many issues, and not necessarily they're all bad, but issues that come up with everyday living, issues trying to raise your family with your family life, issues in your job, issues with retirement, issues with unemployment. And it has just been a wonderful journey focusing on how we can help the community and women develop themselves and their families. We not only just want to be here in Hampton Roads, that's where I'm located, in Virginia Beach, Virginia, but we want to reach across the bridge globally to meet with other women and network with them and find out what they're doing and seeing if we're so much different, and we're really not. So when you think about it, women, no matter where they are, they have some of the same issues. You know, sometimes it can be a matter of health issues or job placement, all kinds of things that can be going on in your lives. It could be relationship issues, marriage issues, children's issues. But tonight, we're going to continue to go on our journey with businesses and how we can help you with your business, how we can help you become more savvy about your savings and retirement. And if time permits, we'll go into some other areas. But I found this interesting article, and I've had it for a while, but I wanted to read a little bit of it to you. And this, the topic is called Family Life. If you're from Venus, why get your financial advice from Mars? And you remember that old saying, women are from Venus and men are from Mars. Rules of thumbs aren't much help when they're designed for the opposite sex. So with Issues Concerning Women, we're always looking for other avenues for women to develop their skills, to be the women that they want to be, to have it all, because we can have it all. We can have the career, the children, and we can also start our own businesses. We can run the home. We can go out and make the bacon and bring it home and fry it up in a pan. You know the old saying they used to say. But, you know, when we think about it, some of the rules just don't apply to women in business and women in finances. And this particular article, it talks about even if men and women do come from the same planet, their lives are generally pretty different. So when someone says you need to save 10% of your income for retirement, ask whether that rule works on your side of the gender gap. And we're just using these as examples. So what we're saying is, because I'm a woman, is that enough for me for my retirement? I'm probably going to live longer than the man, and that's a known fact that women generally do live longer than their husbands. So we have to think about it. If we have 5 children, you wouldn't base your grocery budget on the average food bill for a family of 4. We don't think this approach makes much sense for financial planning either. How much to save for your retirement, which investments to include in your portfolio, and which insurance policies to buy, shouldn't be decided based on what's best for the average American. Fact is, most of us are very average, and the average woman is so different from the average man that we spend millions on books to help us understand each other. Despite these realities, most rules of thumb for managing money are based on the average man's financial experiences, not on the average American's. There are a number of financial situations that are more prevalent for women than for men. And that comes from a study by Deborah Nichols, and she's the director of Women's Financial Advisory Services at one of the leading banks. Sound financial guidance must reflect these circumstances. So when we think about that, when we're starting out in our business, when we're thinking about the difference between a man and a woman, women generally can start a home-based business with a little less income than a man can, because we as women have a tendency to think things out a little more clearly. When a man wants to do something, it sometimes can be where he is straight and narrow, and the rules that apply for him don't necessarily apply to the woman. Because as we just stated in the article, when we talk about average Americans, it's usually based on the male gender. And we're not nail bashing, gentlemen, believe me, because I love to have my brothers join us in conversation about finances. But we just have to think about the differences between how, as women, we our makeup is different and how we save for retirement, how we can start our business, and how we look at things in a whole as women as compared to men. Men usually, once they make a decision, it's done. They normally don't take as long to make a decision as a woman would in most situations. Now, we do have those savvy women that are out there and they're quick decision makers, and that's wonderful. But as a rule of thumb, generally women, we're the one who takes a little bit more time to think about what she's doing and making more plans. Women are getting savvier about business, they're getting savvier about retirement and about savings. So we just want to talk a little bit about that tonight, and then we're going to go into our discussion about starting a business. If you just tuned in, I'm Francine Allen Humphrey, your host of Issues Concerning Women. And tonight our topic is family life, and we're dealing with the issue of women and women going to business, women balancing their life versus men who think a little bit different than women do. And I just read an article about if we're from Venus and why should we be getting our financial advice from Mars, which, of course, is the man. But again, it's, you know, a play on words, so we're not male bashing. We love our men, and I have a wonderful husband, and he's good and kind to me, and I've been really blessed to have him in my life. Women nudged by necessity and the ever-hungry financial services institutions are getting more active and more savvy about saving for their retirement. One-fourth of all women now put something into savings before they pay their bills. That's lower than the 36% recorded by men. But the survey sponsor, Merrill Lynch, says that the gap is narrowing. 60% of women own stocks and bonds, according to another survey, and that's up from 53% in previous years. So if women are saving more and thinking about their retirement, why are they doing that? And, of course, the one thing that comes to mind is that women are now starting to pay more attention to their retirement, where when in my mother's generation, she let my father do everything because he was the head of the household. He was the breadwinner. She didn't go out and work. And even if she did work, it was only for a part-time or seasonal job that she when she wanted extra income. But women now are paying much more attention to their retirement because they are living longer than men. Generally, 6 years longer, according to the National Center for Health Statistics. That means that they have more retirement years to finance. Women earn less money than men. That makes it no surprise that they save less, 1.5% of their income versus 3.1% for men. So when you think about that, women, we're still, and when you look at the chart for payment for women in the same job as a man, she's normally getting paid less than a man unless she's been there longer and she has higher seniority. And that should not be the case. If they're doing equal jobs, then of course they should be getting equal pay. And that's just the way I feel about it. excuse me. Women work fewer years and change jobs more frequently. And that's what I was saying. Just like my mom, when she did decide to go to work, she didn't work at any place for any long particular period of time. Also, she wasn't going to retire from anywhere. And she would just get a job whenever she felt the need to get one. But my dad primarily was the breadwinner for the home. When you think about women in retirement, you're thinking about you're making less money than men. So when it comes time for Social Security age, guess what? We're going to get a smaller pension in a Social Security program. Indeed, 2 out of 3 women have no pension plans at all. And that's scary now, especially in this economic times that we're going through. You know, the economy is changing so much. And ladies, if you have the opportunity to join a 401k plan at your job and they are matching funds, I strongly suggest that you do that. Maybe you could start out with a smaller percentage until you get used to the idea of putting money away every pay period. Because once you start doing that, you don't even miss the money. It's, you know, it's taken out directly out of your paycheck. It goes directly into the 401 account, and you don't even miss it. So this is a good way that women are now thinking about saving for their retirement. First, they're going to live longer than their male partner. And then second, their Social Security pensions are going to be smaller. So that's just something to think about. So all this added up in makes us think about women needs to sharpen their financial skills. And here are some ways we can do that. When we're thinking about retirement, ladies, and we don't want to sound selfish, but put yourself first. It's not selfish to save for yourself. If you're paying your tithes and you're going to put 10% to that, why don't you give 10% to yourself? You might not have ever thought about it that way. And it's actually a gift to your family and your loved ones because they won't have to take care of you when you become older. Everyone that I know wants their parents to have a nice life, and they don't want to have to worry about them. We're in that situation now where we are caretakers for elderly parents. And gratefully and hopefully more and more people will recognize that family members are living longer. They're going to have to be taken care of. And we need to prepare for that. So let's start thinking about that. How can we prepare for that? And one of the ways that we can do that is with our savings. So ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't started saving plans, let's just do that. And don't succumb to the fear. You may well need professional advice to formulate or just to polish your plans. But most people can learn how to manage money and to plan for retirement. And what you need to do is just sit down and think about how much are you going to need when you retire. And you have to have a realistic goal. If you're in your 50s and you have not saved anything, or you did have money at one time, but now you have depleted those funds and you're like starting over again, so now you have to triple your savings so that when you turn 62, if you want to retire, you'll still be able to do that. So that means you're going to have to earn more income, and you're going to have to really pump up the savings. And you're just going to have to give yourself time to do this. Even though if you're 50 now and you want to retire in 12 years, you're really going to have to put that money aside and not spend it. It used to be we wanted to save 6 months for rainy day funds. But now you have to save a year or two for your rainy day funds because with the economy the way that it is, you just don't know what can happen. When you're thinking about savings, you know, don't be afraid to ask questions. Go sit down with somebody that you know that's business, more business savvy than you, and talk to them about it. You know, you don't necessarily have to hire a financial planner, but if you can and you want to, that's something that you can do. And take it one step at a time. You know, getting your debt under control is the first step. Putting that savings away for that emergency fund. Finding money to invest is yet another way, because once you start doing all of these things, you're going to start to notice that other things are going to start happening. Start saving now. And like I said, if your employer matches your 401k, join in. You need to contribute as much as you can, and especially if you're older, as quickly as possible. And then you have to find out what you can put into the 401k plan, because there are so many stipulations and guidelines that we want to follow. You don't want to always be the last one to get anything done. And as women, sometimes we tend to do that. We work for everybody else, and we put everybody else ahead of us. We don't think about ourselves. So be a little bit selfish and start thinking about yourself first, putting yourself first. Think about doing an IRA account if you don't have 401. And then you can put a few dollars away each pay period, and then you'll start to notice how you start to generate more income. And women, if you're a little bit older, you're in your middle age, you can't be conservative about this. When you're being conservative, you're losing out because you have to be aggressive, especially when you're in a certain age group. But, of course, you don't want to lose your money, so you do need some help getting into this retirement and savings plan. So you might want to get the advice of someone who really knows what they're doing and can help you. So we used to see, you know, people living not as long as they live now. You know, it used to be we would, you know, bury our family and they're starting getting in their late 60s and 70s. But now they're actually living into their 90s, even to their 100s. And we know that they can live longer if they live healthy and productive lives and they stay sharp. But, you know, I just wanted to talk a little bit about that tonight because that has been, you know, on my mind. And we talk about starting a business, but some things, sometimes we can't put the cart before the horse. We have to figure out what it is we need to do. So we need to sit down and make ourselves a checklist of what things are so important to us. And even though we are planning for our future, we are, a lot of times, like I talked about, we're a little bit conservative. We hold back because we're not sure of the economy. We hold back and we don't do the things that we need to do because we're afraid that somebody might think that we're not caring about our families when we really are. Because if we're going to live longer, then we definitely need to be taken care of and we don't have to worry. You don't want to be up worrying about, you know, how you're going to pay your mortgage if you still have one when you're a little bit older. If you just tuned in, this is Francine Humphrey, your host of Issues Concerning Women. I'm the director of Issues Concerning Women. And each Thursday night, we're going to talk about things that pertain to women. And tonight we were talking about business, retirement, and savings. And we've touched base on the retirement and the savings. So now let's talk a little bit about business. If this is your first time tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, let me just tell you a little bit about what we do. Our vision at Issues Concerning Women focuses on women reaching their long and short-term goals. We want to assist women in housing, financial services, and life skills. Issues Concerning Women provides advocacy and services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination among women. Our vision is to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, home ownership classes, career development and assistance, investing for retirement, exercise and nutrition classes, entrepreneurship, and adult literacy programs. So we have a lot going on at Issues Concerning Women because we know our women are so important to this world. Our women are so important to this day and time. We're no longer just women sitting home, being happy, making bread and cooking meals. We are women that are on the go. We're savvy. We're about finances and money. And that's why I wanted to talk a little bit about that tonight so that we can start getting our wheels turning and thinking about what we want to do when we retire, or do we want to work a little bit longer because, you know, you don't have to retire at 62. You can... If you're healthy, if you want to work, then by all means, do work. Our mission at Issues Concerning Women is to create economic independence for all women by providing a voice to those that would otherwise not be heard. Issues Concerning Women was created to empower all women to take charge of their lives and become educated and savvy about all aspects of living. So that's what we've been doing tonight, talking about your retirement, talking about savings. And now we want to talk a little bit about starting that business, getting it together, getting your thoughts together. And the first thing you have to do is write it down and make it plain. I can't think of anything more prevalent when you're thinking about starting a business. Women, a lot of women, have started home-based businesses and have been very successful. And when we think about being successful, we think that we hear all the time about the secret of success. What is that all about? You know, can I start a business and be successful? Yes, you can. So let's just cover success for a minute. The secret of success involves all aspects of your life. It's about family. It's about relationships, health, and money. These are all aspects of success. No matter how you measure success, your goal should be to achieve your goals in the shortest amount of time with little effort. There is one process that has been used since the beginning of time. It is simple. Once you have found a strategy or formula that works, repeat it over and over until you have achieved the degree of success or wealth you desire. To be frank, the results will be financial success. Once you begin to utilize the strategies, you will be amazed at how your problem of the past will begin to fade away. There are really two reasons that everyone is not successful. One, they cannot clearly define what they are after. And number two, they do not know how to achieve what they want. Your current financial situation makes no difference. Winning is not income dependent, nor being critical of yourself. Your financial status is perfectly all right. No need for excuses. We are women. We are who we are. We are powerful in our own right. And the women, we can dream our dreams and inhibit our visions because a lot of times we make excuses justify on a lack of action. We make excuses because we don't know what to do. We make excuses because we don't know how to move forward. But what we're going to talk about tonight is how you can be successful, how you can start your own business, how you can bring this whole thing into fruition and not be frustrated or have second thoughts about starting your own business. So the first thing you must do is decide what kind of business do we want to start. And you do that by writing down some things that you thought about, things that you're good at, something that you have a passion for. Because let's be honest, if you don't have a passion for what you're doing, you're not going to be consistent in what you're going to do. Second, once you've decided that, you must visualize where you want to go, where you want to be, the things you want to accomplish, and the things you want to have. Your first step is to find what you want to do by writing it down. The second is, what is your vision? If you have not figured it out yet, then you might want to pray and ask God to give you directions. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. And that's Proverbs 3 and 6. The direction you set determines the focus of your life. You must also seek knowledge and make a commitment. Anyone who's willing can be successful. You know, let's think about that. What does it take to be successful? What does it take to start an own business? First, you must define what you want to do. Second, you visualize it. See yourself doing it. When you say visualize, when we were in school, they used to have this saying, if you can see it, you can believe it, and you can achieve it. And I never really truly understood. I knew what they were talking about. I heard it over and over again. Until I got a little bit older, and I was like, wow, if you can see yourself making pies at the bakery or making wedding cakes, you can visualize yourself doing that. So you're going to learn everything that you can about the baking industry. You're going to learn everything you can about making cakes and pies. Because why? This is important to you. This is your passion. You know, we have so many things that we can do as women. Some women want to start their part-time businesses. And so when are you going to start on your business plan? Once you have decided what you want to do and you visualize yourself doing it and you know that you have a burning desire to do this, you want to think about having a business plan. Some people don't really believe in having a business plan, but I think it's better if you write things down and you have some kind of idea of where you want to go and where you want to be. It doesn't hurt to have a plan. And you know what? Your business plan is not a system. It is something that can be changed along the way. I really do press that fact that it's important for you to know where you're going to go. It's also important to know where you came from. Do you want to still be where you were last year at this time in March, next year? Or do you want to be on that path to success? You have to make it up in your mind that these are the things that you want to do. You have to position yourself so that you are ready. And when we talk about positioning ourselves, that means you have to, once you've written it down, you visualize it, you got your business plan going, whether it was formal or informal business plan, you want to start telling everybody about what you do. You want to start branding your business. You want to start positioning yourself to be successful. You want to tell your family, your friends, your church family, your coworkers if you're still working and you're going to start your business part-time. You want to let people know what you're doing and how important it is to you. You want to know your weaknesses and your strengths when you're starting a business in a particular market or area where you're weak. What do you need to do? You need to incorporate that weakness with somebody else that is strong in that area so that they can help you. I can't do all things. I know I want to sing that song, I'm Every Woman, but I still need help, and so I'm sure as many of you do. If you have enjoyed the program tonight, I want you to give me a call at 757-567-6734, or you may send me an email personally to my account, mail account, and it's cinedesign@aol.com. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey. I know we got a lot in there tonight. We talked about retirement, being savvy, being women of this magnificent time in our lives when we're moving forward, being women who are strong-minded, being women who want to know what success is, and starting their own businesses. These same rules apply to the men. You just change over and use it for your own benefit. But because we know what we want and how important it is to us, we're going to do everything that we can do to be the best that we can be. And remember, tune in next Thursday night at 11 o'clock. I look forward to seeing you then. This is Francine Humphrey, the host of Issues Concerning Women. I look forward to speaking with you next week, and get online and join in the chat with me. This has been a wonderful, wonderful evening. You be blessed until next Thursday, and I look forward to speaking with you then. Good night.